recently read that during World War II, Joseph Stalin had a research program to create super soldiers by having women impregnated by gorillas.
A sick use of science.
Hey, as long as the baby's healthy.
I wonder if Stalin considered any other animals.
Hippos are the deadliest creature. A half-human, half-hippo soldier would be pretty badass.
Yes, but when they're hungry, you can stop them with marbles.
Yeah, the correct animal for interspecies super soldier is koala. You would wind up with an army so cute it couldn't be attacked.
But half man, half owl could
fly. The answer is cuddly soldiers with big flat noses. Moving on.
So, Penny, when's the new job start?
Next Monday.
Did you get a chance to look over the materials I gave you?
Not yet, but I will.
Great.
I said I'll get to it.
I'm sensing awkwardness, am I right?
Yes.
Swish.
I don't want to be pushy, but you've never done pharmaceutical sales before. Seems like you could use this time to get a head start.
Well, the first few weeks will be all training, and they'll tell me everything I need to know.
But imagine how impressed they'd be if you showed up already familiar with the material.
Okay, so what, you want me to be like a teacher's pet?
Couldn't hurt.
I don't know. Who here has ever been hurt because they were the teacher's pet?
It's like the rest of the class wanted Miss McDonald to forget the quiz. Mrs. Davis, guess who?
Dr. Cooper.
That's right, good job. Hello. You wanted to see me?
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you. I assume you'd like to reopen our dialogue about the university forcing me to continue with string theory?
You mean the dialogue that went, please no, please no, please no.
That's the one. I believe you went last, so please.
Dr. Cooper, while you were away, we came up with the solution that would allow you to change your field of study.
Wow. Pouting and running away actually worked. Yeah, I must say that may not be a lesson you want to reinforce with me. So, what is the solution?
Currently, you're being paid under a grant to specifically research string theory. If we promote you to junior professor, you'll be able to choose whatever field of research you'd like.
But if I'm a professor, then I'll have to teach a class.
That is correct.
So your solution is to promote me and pay me more money so that I can impart my knowledge to the next generation of scientists?
Yes.
You people are sick.
Give me a minute. I'm stimulating the pleasure cells of this starfish. I just need to turn it off.
What happens if you don't?
Then I have to sit through lunch knowing this starfish is having a better day than I am. Is Bernadette meeting us at the restaurant?
No. Actually, I didn't invite her.
How come?
Well, ever since she helped me get this job, she won't stop bugging me.
Well, I think she just wants you to do well, and she's worried that you won't, because you were just a stunningly poor waitress.
True.
I'm still waiting on my mini corn dogs from 2 years ago.
I told you they'll be right out.
Okay, so no Bernadette.
Well, you saw her the other night. Am I wrong?
No, I feel kind of uncomfortable talking about her like this. Usually when someone's being talked about behind their back, it's me and it's right in front of my face.
I'm sorry, I just need a little break from her.
I understand. You know, there is some research that indicates that sharing negative attitudes about a third party can be a powerful bonding force between two friends.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying in the spirit of science. What is that little skank's problem?
So, I've been trying to come up with a cute couple's nickname for me and Emily. What do you like better? Emmy Polly? Or Kutra Pemily.
Why is it your last name and her first name?
Oh, well, her last name is Sweeney, and something just didn't seem right about Kutra Pini.
I go with human resources.
Awful. They're allowing me to move on from string theory, but they made me a junior professor and are requiring me to teach a class.
I don't understand. Why is it bad that you have to teach?
What a stupid question.
The kids are gonna love you.
I can't believe I have to waste my time babysitting a bunch of grad students who probably think dark matter is what's in their diapers.
This might not be that bad. You like telling people they're wrong.
Wrong. Just because I enjoyed that one doesn't mean I always do.
You enjoy giving people grades.
A valid point, but unoriginal, B minus.
And you love the sound of your own voice.
Yeah, well, of course I do. Listen to it. It's just like an earful of melted caramel.
Most importantly, this will let you move on and study dark matter.
It is true that many of my heroes have taken students under their wings. Feynman, Einstein, Professor X. Humorously, in the case of Professor X, some of his students actually had wings. That's rich. I'll use that one to lighten the mood after my entire class fails the midterm.
Measuring starfish serotonin levels in response to 1.2 molar stimulation of pleasure cells. You like that, don't you? That's right, say my name.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You want to get a drink later? Just the two of us?
No Penny?
Not tonight. I'm a little frustrated with her.
Because you got her the job and you think she should be working harder to prepare for it?
So it's not just me, you see it too.
I do, I see it.
She's driving me crazy. Just this afternoon I saw on Instagram that instead of studying, she went out to lunch and got a manicure.
That's outrageous.
I know.
If she doesn't do well, this could reflect poorly on you.
Exactly. Does she not realize it or does she not care?
I don't know. The important thing is I am here for you so we can mutually disparage this unpleasing third party.
Hey, I just wanted to see how your class was going. Where is everybody?
There is no class.
Did you send everyone to the principal's office already?
No one signed up.
Well, that's not your fault.
I called the department secretary to see what happened. Apparently, I have a reputation for being obnoxious.
What?
Hey, Sheldon, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Now I can devote all my time to dark matter.
Oh, you brought cookies for everyone?
Oh, yes. Fig Newtons. I was going to ask them, which scientist both helped to develop calculus and had a famous cookie named after him? And then after someone said Newton, I was going to tell them they're wrong. The cookies are named after a town in Massachusetts. And then I'd throw the cookies away.
Hey, what if I took your class?
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
why
would you
do that? What's wrong with you?
Thinking about getting my doctorate, and he wants to teach? Why not?
No, Howard, look, I appreciate the gesture, but this is a graduate-level physics class. I don't think you'd understand a single thing I was talking about.
Ask why not again. I've got an answer.
Sheldon, I'm more than smart enough to take your class.
No.
Yes.
How would you determine the ground state of a quantum system with no exact solution?
I would guess a wave function and then vary its parameters until I found the lowest energy solution.
Hmm. Do you know how to integrate x squared times e to the minus x without looking it up?
I'd use Feynman's trick, differentiate under the integral sign.
Yeah. Okay. What is the correct interpretation of quantum mechanics?
Since every interpretation gives exactly the same answer to every measurement, they are all equally correct. However, I know you believe in the many worlds interpretation, so I'll say that. Now, do you think I'm smart enough?
No.
Oh, come on.
might have gone to school for a couple more years than me, but guess what? Engineers are just as smart as physicists.
You take that back. No.